Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You gotta wait on this one.
I was gonna say, you had to
wait. I couldn't.
You had to wait. I don't blame you at all. I was laughing because I could tell that you were very much like, when do I jump in here?
Yeah, I cannot jump in on that one. Gotta hit the post. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, live from McDonald's in Conyers on Highway 138. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, getting you caught up before you head into work for the MLB playoffs. Dodgers lead the NLCS 3-0 after a 3-1 win over the Brewers. Blue Jays tied up the ALCS 2-2 with an 8-2 win over the Mariners. I really thought the Mariners had this one down, but we'll see what happens. In Thursday night football, Joe Flacco and the Bengals beat Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers last night 33-31. And the Hawks did lose their preseason game last night to Houston 133-115 here at home. But apparently, Trae Young and the Hawks will not agree to a contract extension before the start of the regular season next week. He does have a $49 million option for the 26-27 season. So we'll see what happens there.
I know that, you know, we'll obviously hit a bunch of Hawks coverage leading up to opening day next Thursday, but I don't think this is shocking. I think we kind of talked about this throughout the year. It's kind of the vibe that you got at the end of the season. It's kind of a prove it year for Trae Young. Mm-hmm. We're going to put all the pieces around you could possibly need, and if you do want an extension, go out and ball out and you'll get that. But I think it's, honestly, in my opinion, a smart move by the Hawks. I don't mind it. Let's just table it. Let's see what happens this season. And, you know, if you need to go a different direction, you can.
Yeah, we're always talking about prove it years. And I think we've talked about prove it years for NFL teams quite a bit in the city, you know, with the Falcons and players. And, oh, I'd make them prove it. And baseball as well. You know, I've heard that line used so many times. Oh, I'd wait and see. Well, the reality is this is it. That's what the Hawks are doing. They've loaded up the roster in their mind. They've got one of the youngest teams in the NBA. I heard a stat the other day, 53% of personnel people in the NBA think that the Hawks had the best or the most productive offseason of any team.
Wow.
With what they've done. So you've put a team together. Now, Trae Young needs to go earn a new contract in their eyes. And I'm not saying he hasn't earned a new contract, but it's not easy paying a guy. He's $49 million option. Is that what you said, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if he gets a contract, it's going to be more than that.
Way more.
And so when you're paying a guy upwards of $50 to $60 million a year, he's got to lead the team to postseason runs, not play-in games.
Yeah.
And so let's see what we are, and if not, we're gonna take a different approach as far as who the star is on this team. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I am too. And I think the worst thing that could happen, and, you know, we'll talk about it a lot next week, the worst thing that could happen with this team is a grade of incomplete. Like either get an A mm-hmm. or get an F. Mm-hmm. Like if you have like an injury to Porzingis or Jalen or whatever else and you're just not sure at the end of the year, that's the worst thing that can happen.
Totally agree.
It is Falcons Friday. We are getting ready for everyone up at Flowery Branch to head out west. Falcons take on the 49ers in Sunday Night Football. And it seems like there's been some confusion over who's going to be starting QB for San Francisco, Brock Purdy, Mac Jones. At this point in time, where is your gut leading?
Over which one? I'm completely missed.
Quarterback.
Oh.
Quarterback for San Francisco.
I don't know. And I don't know if I care because I think they both do so – I think they're completely different in a lot of ways. I think Mac Jones is a pocket passer who will move up and then get 3 yards and slide. And I think Brock Purdy wants to kind of get out there. And I think he is going to be more on the run, more on the move. Let me roll you out. Let me put you on the move. And then with him – I think if he gets out of the pocket, he wants to scramble. So I think the offense is different. I think the way they use players in the offense is different but with the quarterback. I think Mac Jones, they want to drop back 35 times and throw it for 300 yards.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody you don't hear anything about McCaffrey this year. And I think it's he's kind of going under the radar. Because you look at his numbers, and they're almost flipped from Bijan's. Bijan's got more yards rushing and a little less receiving. McCaffrey's got more receiving than rushing, but he's still having a really good year.
Yeah, and it is funny how we've always kind of compared the two in their game and how it is, you know, similar in a lot of different ways, where Christian McCaffrey has, what, almost 500 yards receiving, and Bijan has almost 400, and I think the next closest is like 190. Like, I mean, it's just crazy the drop-off in the receiving. And they've just gone about it in different ways out in San Francisco. But going back to Ali's question about the quarterback position, as we've moved throughout the week, I'm kind of hoping for Brock Purdy, which is crazy to say. But I think when you look at his numbers against the blitz and how much we blitz and how much we pressure and the fact that he could still be hobbled by the turf toe, I don't think he's going to come back if he does this week and be 100%. Then I have a hard time thinking that he's going to be able to run around and make some of the plays that he's been able to make throughout his career when he has faced the blitz. So I would love to see him back in there and being a little bit of a sitting duck back in the pocket if he does think he's going to throw from the pocket.
But I think Mac Jones is a sitting duck too. And I think in some ways, and I think he's got that rib injury and did not get a week off because Levante David dropped him on his ribs, his shoulder. He got hit hard a few times in that game. So I just think that he's a little bit – better in the pocket from when it's heating up to get it out. And I think it might be more important if Ricky Pearsall plays.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's going to be huge because that to me is about to be, you know, Kendrick Bourne and him are kind of a 1-2 threat right now for them.
I also think, and you brought this point up yesterday, so I'll give you credit. You know, if Kittle does come back, and I think he is going to, he changes what that running game is. He's really, really a good blocker. I think Kyle Shanahan will try to put him up to bat blocking, you know, this weekend if that's a possibility.
Yeah, there was audio that came out from George talking about he is ready to go. So we'll see if he plays on Sunday. But flipping it, because yesterday we spent a lot of time on our defense, their offense. Which matchups are you kind of worried about with our offense, their defense?
I don't know if worry is what I would use. I'm very curious of how their linebacking core looks without Fred Warner. And I think it's Tatum Bethune is going to be kind of stepping in that role. And how they want to use him as far as what is he doing in coverage? Are they, you know, Warner kind of, they use all over the place. And how aggressive are you going to be? How aggressive is Robert Saleh going to be without a Nick Bosa, without a Fred Warner, right? I mean, that's kind of where – those are those two studs on defense.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they still can't play defense because I we did this last week with Shaq Thompson. But, help, I don't look across on this flip card and see Yetur Gross-Matos, who played for Carolina for years and always seemingly – made big plays against us on that Carolina line.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I'll be curious to see the matchup. And I'm with Bo. I don't know if it's a worry or more of like I hope this is what they're targeting. If you go back and watch the film last week, when Fred Warner did go out and you did have to go to the backup there, we just talked about, you and I off here were talking about Kate Otten's numbers. All of a sudden, the tight end position for Tampa came alive. The middle of the field came wide open. And I think you saw, I think I saw six, maybe seven targets after Fred Warner left to the tight end position. They've also struggled this year against the slot. And Drake London, obviously, as we know, spends right now about a third of the time coming from that power slot position.
Yeah.
They've really struggled in the middle of the field defending things like that. They are a huge zone team. I think when I looked at the numbers earlier in the week, they only spend about 15% of the time in man coverage. Drake London at the power slot position absolutely tears up zone, and so does Kyle Pitts in the middle of the field. And I think that if you can feast right there over the middle, which we talked about being an issue last week, then all of a sudden it points towards really going a good direction.
I think that's where all this – remember all the talk when we hired Ulbrich about, well, he was just – he was Robert Saleh's guy, like, and Saleh did – it was Saleh's defense, and yeah. Well, you can tell that stat right there alone, you can tell. How much – do you have Atlanta's numbers?
Yeah, they're north of there. They've been in man about 20% of the time.
Yeah,
they're both in the, you know, the bottom half of the league, and obviously that's how Raheem has operated even before Ulbrich got here. Big cover three team, but you know, their numbers. I think 49ers are seventh to the bottom in the league at 14.8%.
Yeah, they're, and I think some of that is a fact of blitzing, of being more aggressive up front. But you know the. I can't remember who was here and talk about it, but we were talking about this Seattle defense, right, which was Pete Carroll, Dan Quinn, Raheem, Saleh to an extent, Ulbrich, all these guys that came from there, and it used to be this get pressure with four guys, play cover three, and do it that way. Now it's like and Ulbrich is living proof, and even Dan's doing more of it. I'm bringing guys. I'm not as worried about the back end as I used to be as far as how I play back there. I'll bring guys, and we have to man up back there. And you're essentially playing man down the sideline anyways when you play cover three.
Yeah.
I mean, on the deep end.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'd just be curious, and Bo brought it up earlier, and, you know, I don't want to finish this conversation this way, but I want to see Penix just get through his progression. I really do, I know we'll play. We got one in fair and foul later on about Michael Penix, and we've got all these questions about where he is. The fact that you targeted Drake 16 times, Mooney, you know, obviously questionable. Ray, not even at practice. Like, I want to see you get through the progression, not just plays designed for Bijan or designed for Kyle Pitts. I want to see you get through it and be able to kind of line up and make those throws.
Yeah, fair or foul will be spicy today in the Falcons category. That's coming up at 7:40. I do want to send out the bat signal that if you are here at McDonald's in Conyers, come say hi right now. We're going to have a few minutes. If you want to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. Just go to 929thegame.com and click the events link, but do it now because foursomes are going quickly.
Foursomes.
I was wondering if foursomes. You would do it. That's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets. Love that. November 24th. And coming up, it's jokingly been called the Icy Hot Bowl, but Thursday Night Football was quite the display for Joe and Aaron last night. We'll break that down next with the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.